بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأشج عبد القيس إن فيك خصلتين يحبهما الله الحلم والأناة رواه مسلم. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to أشج عبد القيس that you possess two qualities, two traits which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. One is hilm, tolerance, forbearance, and the other is anat, which means composure, not to do things hastily. There's an incident behind this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a delegation known as Wafdu Abdul Qais, which arrived in Madina Munawwara. We know many delegations would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of them would come and accept Islam. Many of them were already Muslims and they would come to learn the deen. So this particular delegation of Abdul Qais comes, and when they come to Madina Munawwara, the people of this delegation, they hasten and they rush to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, because of the love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they leave their belongings and their conveyances and they hasten and rush and to go and meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Ashaj, who was the Amir of this group, he did not hasten. He tied the camels, he offloaded all the goods they had, he goes, he performs ghusl, he adorns himself, wears a nice clean set of clothing, and then in a very respectable manner, he presents himself to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very impressed with this type of composure. And Rasulullah SAW made him sit right next to him and then tells him, Inna fika khaslatain. If you've got two qualities in you which Allah loves, and that is tolerance, forbearance, and anat, composure, where a person does not hasten and to do things. Of course, the Sahaba love Rasulullah SAW. So they were not wrong in rushing, but the correct thing is to have these mannerism etiquettes where a person has anat in him, he has hilm in him. And that is why our Mashaykh say, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah has written in the Fadail of Hajj, when a person goes to visit Madina Munawwara, you go to your room, and then you have your ghusl, etc. And then there's the adab of entering the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, person gives sadaqah. If it's time, you get into rakat salat of nafil, tahiyyatul masjid, and you go to Riyadhul Jannah, then in a very composed manner, you stand before Rasulullah some etiquettes. So Rasulullah some prays Ashaj, who was the Amir of the Jamaat of Abdul Qais, because he had these two qualities. And between the chapter of Hilm and Anat and Rifq, the chapter on forbearance, composure and softness. So here again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the importance of Hilm, tolerance and Anat. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله رفيق يحب الرفق في الأمر كله متفق عليه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most gentle. Allah ta'ala loves gentleness and politeness and softness in all matters. So again, this hadith explains to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like to punish his servants. Allah has tolerance and forbearance in him. And Allah desires the same that we should have towards the fellow mankind. And Allah wants us to have ease in our matters. And we should not become overwhelmed with harshness and be cruel to people. So Allah loves those who are rafiq. Rafiq means gentle, polite, soft, kind. Allah Ta'ala loves softness, politeness in all matters. When we speak also, we should not be harsh, not be cruel. We should speak politely. Our actions should also be polite and gentle. This in fact brings and draws the people closer towards deen, towards good akhlaq. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and to make hidayat al-amal, wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.